Excuse me. Yeah, I just wanted a few minutes of your time, if I could. No, you don't have to close the door. It's really not that big of a deal. Well, I'm looking for a raise. Look, I'm just asking for a raise, that's all. I'm just asking for a raise, a little more money, that's all. No, I don't need much, a couple of bucks more. That's not going to stop your big machine now, is it? No, it's not a personal thing. No, not really. Not a personal. No, no, just because you're a pig, filthy, goddamn, cheap-ass... No. I don't mean to insinuate everything. It's just that the office smells like shit all the time, and there's stains on the carpet. And who needs leather couches in... No, really. I love the place. It's just that there's no open window in the kitchen, and you call me at night to say something's wrong. It's not that big of a deal, you cheapskate. You start me off at 10 an hour, and then you don't even dare lift that in 100 years. Nice to get that dollar raise each beginning of the year, but after that, no more. Stuck at 12 for the rest of your life. Fair, is it? It's not fair. You should be paying me $1 million for all the crap I have to put up with you needling around and nosing into my life and knock, knock, knocking over my shoulder. The fact that you can't manage with the shit has nothing to do with it, you wiener-headed evil bastard. Sorry only gets you so far, Mr. Jack the Ripoff. I'm sick of your tiny horses and ballerinas plastered all over the computers and the inspirational posters, along with a dry erase graffiti board and a can. Nice place you have here, oil face. That's the afternoon out there I'm wasting because of your dynamic work force mentality. Who cares about that? Your tax people, huh? Your distribution of the workload, but not the profits, huh? Well, I hope you have a gas in your hot tub, prune face. I hope you die in there.